You ever see a person who, when you watch them, they just seem to know the right thing to do at the right time? Somebody that you would think of as a veteran. Maybe it's an athlete, maybe it's somebody you work with, maybe it's like a boss or a coworker, and they just know how to handle the situation. Seems to be the right way at the right time. And maybe it's a married couple that you look to and you go, gosh, you know, they always seem to know what to do in the situation that they're in. The idea that, boy, they just seem to be veterans at being married. Or people that are friends and they just are able to work through all sorts of just maybe crazy stuff that happens. And you go, wow, they really are veterans at knowing how to be a good friend. And that idea of a veteran, or, you know, trying to be more like a veteran versus being a rookie, is kind of where I want to take us today in the idea that we can grow as disciples of Jesus. But one of the ways we grow, one of the ways that we grow is by persevering through hardships. Yes, today is going to be that challenging talk, you know, persevering through hardship. You know, last week was kind of tough. If you were with us last Sunday, I taught on the topic of handling conflict in a way that will help us to grow as a disciple of Jesus. And so today we're going to go, man, part two, and just talk about persevering through hardship. It's been a hard year, and I'm going to guess that probably you are saying, man, can you talk to me about what the Bible says about persevering through hardship? So I thought I would do that today. So to get us out of the gate, I would ask if you would just join me. I just love to ask a word of prayer and then get right into Romans chapter 5, which is where I want to be this morning. Father, as we jump into your word, I ask your spirit would teach us just in a very personal way for each of us, no matter where we are and no matter maybe how long or how far we are in the journey of knowing Jesus, so that we may grow more and more from that spiritual rookie to more of a spiritual veteran in Christ. I ask your guidance today in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's use what the Apostle Paul talks about, he writes about in Romans chapter 5. So let's start there. Let's go to verse 1. We'll have it on the screen for you so you follow along as I read. He goes, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. So just unpack that for just a second. So the idea that he's getting to us is that by God's grace, through our faith, we have received salvation. We have a hope for eternal glory with God. That is a work of God in our lives. And so we are justified to be with God because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul lays that as the foundation for how to build from going through suffering to hope. And that's the critical part. And I want you to hold on to that, because that's the foundation we're going to build on as I talk the rest of our time this morning. So let's move on to verse 3. Here we go. Here's the fun one. He says this. He goes, and not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, and endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Now, I'm going to unpack those, but let me just invite you to notice. Did you catch? Paul has put three layers into this building here, right? Did you catch the first one? Suffering produces endurance, and then endurance produces character, and then character produces hope. And you could use that word cultivate if you want. If you like that word, it would do the same thing. But there's three layers there. All right, let's go to verse 5. He says, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So the Holy Spirit then, Paul says, is the one that's building us up in hope through his love present in us. All right, so that's the idea today. That's what we're working with. But remember, the layers that we're building here, they start with suffering. No, I'm just kidding. I want to see if you're listening. They start with faith, right? So suffering, looking at suffering, trials, tribulations, temptations, hardships, it begins with an eye to faith. Begins with our faith in Jesus Christ. So let's build with that foundation, and let's see what kind of walls we put up here, and let's see how these layers progress. So right out of the gate, what's the first layer? Go ahead. If you know it, say it. Or type it in the discussion thread this morning on Facebook Live. What is that first one? Yeah, there it is. Suffering produces endurance. Now remember, it's suffering with an eye to faith. So it's suffering through hardships with faith as the foundation. So let's unpack that for a moment. I'm going to use football this morning. So being right in the thick of football season, I'm going to use that. One of the things that I noticed as I was watching football was that the Heisman Trophy Award winner this year is Devontae Smith, and he is a wide receiver for the University of Alabama, is what my favorite team. And one of the things that I saw, I heard that he did this year was about every day after practice, he would stay on the field with a couple assistants, and he would catch 100 passes from a jug machine. So if you don't know what a jug machine is, it's basically a machine that shoots a ball out at you so a person doesn't have to keep doing it. And he would not be too far from it, and he would just sit there 100 times, and he would work on catching it, tucking it away, and then he'd give it off. Then he'd catch and tuck, and he'd just keep doing this over and over and over. And what he did was he created a muscle memory so that he didn't have to think about what he was doing. He'd done it so many times that in the heat of the game, when the stress is high and the trials are there and things are not going right and the hardships of the game are there, and his heart rate's elevated and it's the stress of the moment, he doesn't have to think about how to really catch the ball. He's done it so many times, the muscle memory takes over. And he keeps going. And it contributed to him winning the Heisman Trophy Award this year, among a couple other things, but that was one of them, certainly. Think of that in Romans chapter 5. That suffering that happens where we're practicing our faith, where I might say we're practicing it already in a way that we're growing accustomed to the words and the works and the way of Christ, that when hardships and trouble come, right, and we're going through them, we've had this, so what I might call a faith memory response, right? A faith memory response that we are so accustomed to how to go through our day and where to focus that when hardship, suffering comes, we have that faith memory response that the Holy Spirit directs our attention to the words, the works, and the way of Christ as we're in that moment of suffering. It's a faith memory response has been really created inside of us. So that daily repetition of practicing our faith, that those weekly right habits, one of which is just today. So being at church, I know we're online and we aren't all together personally, but we're still together. And that is a critical part of building that faith memory response, just like being in the Word and prayer, serving. It all works together. And I want you to notice that, look, when Paul talks about suffering produces an endurance, he's not saying that we're able to endure and just get through it, sort of, well, I didn't die, you know, man, I made it. No, it's this. He's not making the suffering less hard. I mean, suffering is hard. That's why the word is called suffering, because it's so challenging. He doesn't make it go away necessarily. Sometimes, yeah. But it's more that his Spirit develops a persevering spirit in us through our faith. And he affirms God's love for us and in us. And he strengthens, he builds up that resolve to Christ through those hard moments that are just coming. Maybe, and sometimes doesn't it feel like it's just bam, 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 right? It's just like when it rains, it pours. You ever use that phrase, right? Yeah, sometimes it's that way. But it's when we look at that, not as, oh my gosh, my world's falling apart, but we say, Lord, I'm leaning on you. I'm looking to you. I'm seeking after you as I'm coming into this and going through this moment. I'm thinking, I'm going to your word. I'm trying to trust and turn my thoughts to you. I'm trying to pray as I'm walking this walk here today. I'm trying to practice outwardly what I believe is inwardly happening in me. Lord, I'm trying and I'm asking that in this moment of suffering that, Lord, you will produce in me what I can't produce in myself. I don't feel like I can make it, but I know if you are working in me, then I know that I can endure because you are all about working for my good, not just today, but for eternity. And that's where we're going to be getting as we are building these layers. But hey, we got to go through suffering, right? And the Spirit of God produces endurance when we step into it, already practicing faith. But maybe you just like need to start practicing faith today. And even if that's where you're at, God can still produce an persevering endurance within you because he's God and he loves you. He can do it. Be willing. Goes a long way. Romans teaches us in chapter 5 that when we walk through suffering that way, our hope will not disappoint us. All right. Layer 1. Let's build the next layer. You ready? Think about that veteran again. You think of somebody who you picture as a veteran. Maybe it's a friend, a coworker, family member, an athlete, whomever. When I do that, what picture that comes to mind is being cool under pressure. You've seen somebody that you admire who, when the hardship hits, when the trial, the trouble, the temptation is, you know, really there, and it could go south, as we say sometimes, that they just are cool under pressure. They don't seem to get rattled. You watch them, you listen, and they don't practice an anxious presence. They're just cool under pressure. Did you watch the Indianapolis Colts play when Peyton Manning was the quarterback? He played for years with the Colts, and if you ever got to watch him play or knew kind of his story as he played quarterback, you would have learned that Peyton, he started a game already knowing what he needed to do when he got into the game. So he had already studied the game plan. He had studied his opponent. He knew about everything that they could throw at him, and he was ready for it. Now, it didn't mean that everything was going to be, he would already know it. There would certainly be surprises, but he was as much prepared as he could be as he stepped into that moment. And he sometimes played with injuries that he had to kind of just endure through and keep going. And he played at different, you know, championships, played in just normal games. And it didn't matter. He approached it always the same. And you notice that the times that he would be in the fourth quarter and Colts would be down, and so he's trying to rally them back to tie the game and win, maybe to march down the field and score a field goal or a touchdown. And he just seemed to not get rattled when he was driving them down the field. He practiced a non-anxious presence, right? So he just looked cool under pressure. And it was impressive to watch him play. And the more that he went through those, you just saw that he was time-tested. You know what I mean? He was time-tested. He was shown by time after time to be dependable, to be cool under pressure, and to have that sort of character that he could lead his team to give the best effort they could give with the hope of winning that game. when it came down to the final minutes of the game. It was impressive to watch. One of the great quarterbacks of all time, if you like football. And it just enjoyed getting to watch him be that kind of person, that kind of veteran who always just kept growing more and more. When the Apostle Paul wrote that perseverance produces character, that's the idea. You know, persevering with faith, that cultivates our Christian character, that when when it's expressed in real life experiences that are like really super hard and challenging and trying, it shows that we are time-tested and dependable to Christ by the faith we put into practice, right? How we are walking in those moments and through those moments. Let me give you, just kind of work this out just for a second. So let's say that you are stepping into a moment that is just really troubling you. Boy, it's just so trying. And you know that the right thing to do is to, let's say, be patient. Don't you love that word, right? And that's one of the favorite words, to be patient in that moment. And so you know that's what I need to be in that moment. And so therefore, I'm going to bring patience into this moment the best that I can. And so you put your foot forward and by faith you step in and you do that. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit is developing more and more the fruit of Christ's character, uniquely patience, in you. Make sense? Yeah. So let's say that you're in the midst of chaotic moment or a season, and you know, I need to bring peace into this moment. I just feel like that's the right thing I need to do. I need to be a peaceful presence and work for peace in this moment. And so you put your best foot forward and you try to do that the best that you can. And as you're doing that, then the Holy Spirit is producing more and more that fruit in you as you are trying by His grace and your willingness to bring that into that moment. So it's not just perseverance that you go, I'm not quitting, I'm going to just give it all I got. It's like, well, yeah, but it's how you persevere. Remember, Paul said the foundation of the whole layer, all the layers, is faith. So perseverance with faith is all about Jesus, right? It's all about God. And so therefore, it's perseverance with faith, wanting to bring the character of Christ into that moment that you're persevering. And when you do that, the Lord blesses us and grows us, builds us, cultivates that Christian character in us. And so if you were to go look at, let's say, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, I'm not doing that this morning, but if you looked, you would see the fruit of the Spirit that Paul gives, and that's a great image of the character of Christ. And so if you were thinking, man, what should I bring into persevering through hardship? That is a great list to work from, because it's a beautiful picture of Christ's character that the Holy Spirit is building in us as we, by faith, go through our hardships and our troubles, our trials. So I invite you to take a look at that, right? Work with that. Grace will empower you to be like Jesus through those hardships. And that's what we want, right? We want it to all be about Jesus. Amen. This year, I got to watch my favorite team win the national championship, and great teams have participated in this whole season, and really was a season, you know, for the record books, really, because there was so much chaos in the season because of COVID, so many trials, and my hat goes off to all the teams that worked so hard. I just was able to have fun enjoying watching, you know, Alabama just come back and win the championship, and it was a lot of fun. One of the things that admired me about this season as I was thinking about today, was that they happened to have some players who they could have went into the NFL draft last year, but they decided that they wanted to come back because they wanted to do one thing. That one thing was win a national championship. That was their singular goal for the year. So they knew coming in that COVID-19 and all of the protocols and the risks and just everything was on the table, but they did it anyway. And so as they went through the season, from the very beginning, they started to have to overcome obstacles, people getting injured, dealing with people not being available for the game, even coaching staff not being available for the game. And they just kept going and going. And I noticed that as I watched them through the season, that they seemed to be growing in this confident hope that they would be able to overcome any obstacle, any hardship, any suffering, challenge they were going through, in order to reach that pinnacle goal, which was the national championship. You could watch it build week after week. Pretty cool. Paul in Romans 5 adds a third layer. And that third layer is that character produces hope. Now you go, how do you jump from football to that one? Here's how I do it. So we have our faith in Christ. We're going through suffering, but we're looking to Christ and we're not quitting. We're trusting in the Lord. We're wanting to bring the character of Christ into our hardships. And so the Holy Spirit, as we're doing that, committed to that, the Holy Spirit is building that character of Christ within us. And then as that's happening, that character is, by the Holy Spirit, once again, is building up this hope. That everything we're going through, it is what it is, but it pales in comparison to what lies ahead for us, eternal glory, right? So, because if you're focused on Jesus and say, Lord, I want to walk with Jesus and I want to bring, you know, this character of Jesus into these hardships, the Holy Spirit will point you to the end. Point you with hope to the end. That it's not all lost in the moment. It's about what is yet to come. That hope for what will come on that last day. And so as our journey keeps going on and on, our life is becoming this working, living proof that God is working in us. And we know that because we're experiencing it, right? Like, that's our story. And we know where we were, and we know how we've been growing, even ever so slowly. But we know that God has been with us doing what we could never do in our own strength, in our own even discipline. It took God. And He's been faithful to work. It's a hope that sees what God has already done. And sees what He's doing and keeps an eye on the prize, right? Of knowing confidently this is what is yet to come. So I don't need to quit or give up or turn away or just curl up in a ball or go hide in a closet and pretend that it's just too much. No, no. You have hope because faith at the foundation builds layer upon layer upon layer that yields a confident hope in us, no matter how hard the suffering is. Paul says, when faith is at the foundation of your suffering, the Holy Spirit will give you the strength to persevere. And when you keep putting that foot of faith forward to say, I want to be like Christ in this hardship, the Holy Spirit grows your character to keep being more and more like Christ in that hardship. And when you're that's happening, the eye of your heart is turned more and more towards Jesus, and you're becoming so accustomed and so hopeful in knowing confidently that Jesus one day is going to come, and that promise of eternal life is set aside for me. I don't have to doubt it because I know confidently that it is true. I have a blessed assurance that I shall receive my reward for my faithfulness to Jesus through all of my hardships. And you know what? That's exactly what Jesus says in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Be faithful through your hardships. No matter how hard they are, hardship is hard. We don't need to qualify and say it's too much or, well, that was way too easy. No, hardship is hardship. Just be faithful through it to Jesus. And he says, "I'll give you the crown of life." Believe that from hardships to heaven, the reward is waiting for you, for us, the people of God. I love the way James writes it in his book in James 1:12. Says, "Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." I love it. Jesus, James, both pointing to the same truth. Be faithful to the end, and you have a hope that the world can't take away from you, that you will receive the crown of life. And the goal, right, our mission as a church is to, on that journey, hey, encourage some others to come along with us. And by, you know, sharing that we can have hope in Jesus, and by displaying a character through your hardships that shows that God is working in you. And maybe today you don't do that too well, and tomorrow you do. And then maybe the next day you feel like, "I think I went backwards." Okay, own it. Don't be ashamed of it. Own where you are. "God, I'm sorry. Today I don't feel like I put my best foot forward as well as I could have. So I'm asking you, will you help me moving forward?" See, that's the perseverance that builds a Christian character. And as you keep doing that, the Holy Spirit keeps deepening that assurance of hope within you that, look, in the end, you're going to be just fine because God's got you. God has a reward in store for you. The end is not the end until Jesus says it's the end. So that means that, church, our responsibility is to keep going. 2020 was challenging for some more than others. We don't know what 2021 holds. It was a rough kind of start to the beginning. We don't know what's going to unfold, but we know that we have hope. And we know that we can look to the cross and we can look to the empty tomb and see that because of Jesus, we have victory over our hardships in the end. And that is what we can hang our hat on. And that is what is meant to deepen our hope. God will do his part in our lives. He is faithful. Let's do our part through faith in him so we go layer upon layer and live daily with a deepened hope that is so strong that we are not overcome, but we live daily as overcomers in Christ. Well, there it is. Paul's layers from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. It's all about faith, the work of God in us, us being faithful to God, and just growing as we go. Hey, I got one last thing for you. You ready for this? Next Sunday, this is kind of my promo announcement. Next Sunday, I'm launching a series called Make Space. It's a series that I want to encourage you to invite folks to come along and be along on the ride with us. It's a simple series that's going to take a look at the idea of how we can make space for more peace and less stress in our lives when it comes to finances, right? Finances, if we're honest, for so many folks and many of us, and I include myself in that too, can be an area of deep stress in our lives. Doesn't have to be. God teaches us some principles that we can use in our lives to help us, and they're pretty straightforward and simple, and I want to unpack those over the next 4 weeks in this series called Make Space. So, to make it easy for you to invite, we are going to have invite cards made for you. They'll be out here later today or first thing Monday that you can send to coworkers, family, friends, whoever you would like, inviting them to be your guest. And that's the key, to be your guest. Just like you were on site, they're your guests online as we gather. So invite them to come and connect with them online. And we look forward to what God will do as we just say, hey, Lord, help us make space in an area of our lives that, hey, if we're honest, can cause deep stress, but help us learn a way to deeper peace as we keep going into 2021. I hope you'll be a part of that. Have some folks come along for the ride with us. I'm confident that it will make a difference in our lives. Let's see what God does. Hey, would you join me for prayer as we end our service today? And again, I thank you for being with us. And let's continue to persevere through hardships, right? With the grace of God getting us through it. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for giving us a way to get through hard times in life so that our hope deepens more and more in that end promise of glory with you. May you speak encouragement and wisdom to us as we go through today and this week, that we may continue to grow no matter what hardship we're going through, as we keep faith at our foundation. Help us make our day about Jesus every day, Lord. Amen.